USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now extending the White House coronavirus social distancing guidelines through the month of April. The president saying virus deaths could peak in the next 2 weeks and eventually could reach 100,000 or more in the United States. Trump said if the number of dead is below 100,000, quote, we all together have done a very good job. He had previously hoped the country would be reopened for business by April 12th, which is Easter. The virus is not doing anything to end the feud between the president and Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The president lashing out in an interview this morning.
Well, you know, it's a sad thing. Look, she's a sick puppy, in my opinion. She really is. She's got a lot of problems.
That's Trump on Fox and Friends this morning after Pelosi said yesterday that Trump is playing down the growing public health emergency. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball. So I'm very busy and very active. And the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball, softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal. Because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day, and now I don't deal with it at all. So that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
They've set a new date for the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games, which have been postponed because of the coronavirus. They'll now start on July 23rd, 2021. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont saying President Trump needs to be more careful about what he says after mentioning over the weekend he was considering a possible mandatory quarantine for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. The president later said the mandatory quarantine was not necessary, but the Connecticut governor says...
And those words have created a certain amount of confusion. And when you lack clarity... That can create confusion, and confusion can lead to panic.
Florida is now screening people from areas hard hit by the virus, setting up checkpoints on major highways. Authorities are going to be on I-10 near the Alabama state line and I-95 near the Georgia state line, looking for people with plates from Connecticut, Louisiana, New Jersey, and New York. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A New York rabbi injured in a vicious Hanukkah machete attack last December has died. Joseph Newman was critically injured along with four other people when Grafton Thomas allegedly attacked them at Rabbi Chaim Rotenberg's home in New York City. After the attack, Newman remained in critical condition and doctors said they had doubts he would ever regain consciousness. Newman succumbed to his injuries over the weekend. The suspect's been charged with attempted murder as well as burglary and federal hate crime. And those charges now expected to be upgraded with Newman's death. Veteran TV and stage actor David Schramm has died. He was 73 and was best known for playing airline owner Roy Biggins for 8 seasons on the NBC sitcom Wings in the 90s. The Louisville native first took acting classes at Western Kentucky University before attending Juilliard in 1968. It was on this day, 39 years ago, that President Ronald Reagan was shot and wounded after a speaking engagement at the Washington Hilton Hotel. The assassination attempt was carried out by John Hinckley Jr., who later revealed his motivation for the attack was trying to impress actress Jodie Foster. Doctors say Reagan was close to death upon arrival as he was hit in the left underarm, breaking a rib, puncturing a lung. Reagan, though, was stabilized in the ER and ended up being released about 2 weeks later. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.